Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. I just want to start out by saying this. You know, there's no more friendly, charming, and cozy relationship or a communion or company than a good marriage. And a wedding anniversary is the celebration of love. It's a celebration of trust. It's a celebration of friendship and partnership and tolerance, isn't it? And one of the most important decisions anyone can ever make in their life is who they're going to marry. Get it right, because that's so important. I just want to say happy anniversary to my beautiful bride of nearly three decades. Happy anniversary. It's our anniversary today, and I'll tell you what, you know, love does grow more tremendously with each passing year. And that's another thing, too. The debasement of the institution of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good marriage, you understand that the debasement of marriage as a sacrament, as a sacred rite, it's just sad. It's sad. It really is. So that's why I hope everyone listening, if you're married, I do hope that your marriage is as strong and as great as mine is. And I just want to say happy anniversary. So, Joe, I'm going to toss it back to you.
Again, we're joined by Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com. And for select items, there is a promotional code, DOUG10, where you can get 10% off your order. Go to HealthMasters.com and check out some of the products that are there. It's a fantastic product. We all use them here at the Hagmann and Hagmann Studios. And Ted, take it away.
My favorite product that she talked about is the HGH Stimulate. This is the one that I use all the time. This is on the DOUG10 coupon along with all the stuff that Sharon promoted. And this is the one that is like, it helps to really maintain good blood pressure, helps to increase lean muscle weight. It's an amazing product. It's actually like a natural Viagra in men that doesn't make you go blind or deaf. So it's a very, very good product. I really enjoy it. We've had that product for many, many years, and it's our number one seller at Health Masters with like a 97% reorder rate because of what the product does and how it works. By the way, let's talk about how the ruling elite's agendas are dehumanizing the masses. I want to talk about it for just a second. We mentioned it a few minutes ago, but I want to go back into detail it. The transhumanism deception, for instance, in a recent article, Google engineering director Ray Kurzweil, in so many words, claims that a stronger, healthier, and brighter, and sexier human race will emerge before 2030. Enhanced Homo sapiens, MK2, will have their brains fused with technology and belong to a technological cybernetic society to become a singularity or a hive mind. The more humans who incorporate themselves with cybernetics and or anything else making up transhumanism, the more they lose their powerful connection to spirituality and to God. They'll start losing qualities like unconditional love, kindness, empathy, generosity, and big-heartedness, etc. The artificial intelligence law says that we'll do better when we are under an artificial intelligence. We talked about that earlier. The AI, the D-Wave computer hooking us into the interdimensional entity that I believe will be Lucifer. And of course they tell us the hive mind and the transhumanism is going to create a hive mind, and the transhumanism and the AI threaten to dehumanize us in the respects that will take away our individuality. And then of course they're using vaccines. This is one of the things they're using in this agenda. To dehumanize us, they're taking away our ability of our brain to develop properly because it's causing massive brain inflammation, which is causing our brains not to do what they need to do as far as the cortex development, and a child may never be able to express his humanity because of all the vaccines that are being given. And they want you to be like them, an empty shell, a psychopath driven by self-interest and gratifications, dedicated to their god, Lucifer, as far as I'm concerned. And this is one of the things that we need to talk about tonight. Is the transhumanism agenda, and we need to do everything we possibly can to stay away from all of this stuff. I know there's a company now over in Norway that's actually putting chips inside of people so they can run their copy machines, open doors, walk through the security scanners, etc. And they're lining up by the droves, Doug and Joe, to get the latest, greatest chip to do more and more and more stuff. This is exactly what they programmed the millennials to do. The millennials will spend every penny they make to get a new iPhone or to get a new Android. They always want to have updated technology every single year. They want to do the best they can as far as keeping the newest, latest, greatest. And when they have new computer chips, new hand chips, new chips to enhance your brain, they'll line up by the droves to do that too. The mark of the beast won't be forced upon the bulk of the population, Doug. It will be requested by the bulk of the population. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And look at how many people rely, and I get tired of this, on the technology. You know, talk to someone. If you're sitting across from someone at the dinner table, put your phone down before you smack it out of your hand.
That's right.
Okay. You know, it's ridiculous. And you're right. This generation that we're seeing, I believe, is being groomed to accept anything that's technological, and including a chip on the forehead. I'm just waiting for the Pope to come on and say, yeah, it's all right. No problem. Get a chip. It's for the good of mankind. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And with a lot of the things too, Doug, remember with these autistic children, if they start chipping them, they may actually start communicating again. And so the parents will think it's a godsend that the child has a chip.
Ted, didn't they just, I just saw something and I thought of you and I was going to send, in fact, I might have even, getting old, so maybe I just thought I'd send it to you. In the UK, I believe it was, or somewhere in Europe, they implanted some chips in a gentleman's head that allowed him to think. He was paralyzed from the neck down, and what happened was his thoughts triggered his motor skills, so he regained the use, although clumsily, of his upper body. So how much, it's just a matter of time before this is going to be routine, I think.
Well, think about this for a second, Doug. If you have a child who has autism, who doesn't speak, who can't function, can't make eye contact, and you can hook him up to a neural net, hook him up into a hive mind, hook him up into a artificial intelligence through a D-Wave Alpha computer and put a neural chip into their brain, how easy will it be to get the parent to try that? How easy will it be to get the parent to try to get the child to speak again? And how easy will it be for the artificial intelligence, I believe it's going to be connected into the mention of Lucifer and the fallen angels, how easy will it be for those entities to take control of that child? I mean, think about all of this stuff. I mean, why in the world do they want so many autistic children? We've talked about that so many times on your show. Right now, it's like 1 in 41, say some, one say 1 in 59, one some say, the numbers are all over the place, but 1 in 41 is the highest number I've heard. They're saying by 2025, an MIT researcher said that 1 in 2 will have autism. By 2035, all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls will have autism. This all goes back to the Jason Committee and their stuff they did back in the 40s and the 50s as far as reducing the population of the planet. Because once a person has a child with autism, they don't want any more children. They simply don't want any more kids because the autistic child requires so much work to take care of. I've got a good friend of mine. He owns a fly-in community up in, it's up in Clayton, Georgia. And he has like a little runway there, and they bring planes in. He has little houses around the one where they actually park the planes by their house. And it's interesting because he married a woman a few years ago, and she has a 14-year-old son who is completely perfect, absolutely perfect. The child went in for its 18-month booster shots, and within a couple of weeks, they lost the child. I mean, the child had massive brain swelling, lost eye contact, stopped communicating, stopped trying to talk, and now that child is 100% dependent upon care 24 hours a day. They took it to the vaccine court. They were completely hoodwinked out of getting any type of compensation from the vaccine court. And this goes on all the time. Because why, again, I'm asking the question, like I did in the first hour, why do they want so many autistic children? They know the autism is linked directly into they know this link to the immunizations. We broke a whole show on that a few years ago. We know that Bradstreet and Gonzalez both had mysterious deaths. They departed the planet because they started doing research on autism using a compound called GCMAF to help reboot the brains and the macrophages of the children diagnosed with autism. And we're getting about a 10%, 15% pure cure rate on autistic children, and 85% of the children were getting some type of response. And suddenly both these guys are found dead. I mean, we see all of this stuff happening all the time, so we have to ask ourselves the question. Again, what are the other factors? I personally believe it's glyphosate, which is being sprayed on everything. In fact, Quaker Oats now is in the middle of a massive lawsuit because they say their product is natural, and people are suing them because they're saying your product's not natural. It contains Roundup. You spray your oats right before they're harvested with Roundup, and the cooking doesn't get rid of the Roundup. The washing doesn't get rid of the Roundup. And when you eat the Quaker Oats or any type of the products that have been sprayed with Roundup, you pretty much are ingesting this herbicide. Incredibly dangerous product. By the way, Michael Snyder came out with a new article. He goes, the global famine begins. The U.S. announces the worst food crisis since World War II is happening right now. This is because of geoengineering as far as moving the crops around, killing the crops with aluminum, stopping the water. And he goes on to say, we always knew that this would start happening. This month I wrote about the severe economic problems that are plaguing South America, but at this point I have neglected to discuss the horrific famine that is breaking out all over Africa. Right now, there is a desperate need for food in Sudan, Somalia, Nigeria, and Kenya, and Yemen, even though it's not part of Africa technically. The United Nations says that more than 20 million people could die from starvation and disease if nothing is done, which is exactly what they want to have done because, Doug, they're trying to reduce the population of the planet. And then he has an article here by Stanford, and it talks about how will 260 million Americans disappear in less than 8 years. We mentioned this earlier about Deagle. Deagle has become has America sitting just above Venezuela by 2025 with purchasing power. The U.S. dollar ranks 78th in the world. I mean, that's crazy. And it says, last update on March 23rd, 2017, the country page for the United States of America over at Deagle.com, seen at the screenshot above, still shows a forecast population for the U.S. for the year 2025 to be 61 million people. While the forecast population drop is shattering, maybe even more doomed is the forecast financial numbers. We have a gross domestic product right now of $18 trillion, number one in the world, but they're saying by 2025 it's going to be $949 billion, which is going to drop down to like 1/18 of what it is now. I mean, this is absolutely some crazy stuff of what's happening here, Doug. And the sad part about it is, you know, when you talk to Deagle, they tell you they get their data from the CIA, the United States government, the U.S. Department of State, the U.S. Department of Defense, the World Bank, the European Union, the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force, and the U.S. Coast Guard, among the others. So I don't know, Joe, Doug, what do you think about this stuff with Deagle? Are they just trying to just get publicity for their website, or they actually know something that we don't know? What do you guys think about that?
You know, I think their sources, I really believe that they've got to have some basis in fact for that reasoned speculation. I know that sounds kind of convoluted when I say it, but I believe that there's a basis for that. I mean, look at the Georgia Guidestones, the goals there, the objectives of the Georgia Guidestones. Look at the Agenda 2030 platform, and look at what Deagle's saying. So, you know, I think there's some substance there. The thing I was kind of considering when you were speaking was this has to be by orders of magnitude more than any normal attrition of the baby boomers, correct? I mean, how many are we supposed to lose?
Not that many. We're supposed to be down to 61 million people, so we have 320. So we're going to lose to 260 million people?
Right.
I mean, but
yeah,
the baby boomers maybe 20 or 30 million. We're going to lose 260 million? I mean, that's just kind of, that's like, you know, 3/4 of the population killed.
Right. So at best, perhaps 20 million normally, and citing the lack of population growth, which is important to really cite, I believe, of the, because of the attack on marriage and the nuclear family. So 200 plus million. There's something there, obviously.
Well, who in the world knows? By the way, a nursing student has been dismissed now for refusing to lie about vaccines, and she is now suing the university. This is from Health Impact. She goes, in April 2015, Health Impact News said the nursing student Nicole Rolf, formerly Nicole Bruff, was dismissed from her nursing program shortly before graduation after she allegedly refused to commit fraud by lying to patients in order to coerce a vaccine compliance as directed by her instructor. And Nicole has fought back with a lawsuit against the college, and she basically said she was refusing to tell them that the vaccines were safe and refused to lie to them, and she was terminated as a nursing student. I mean, you know, think about this for a second. What kind of horrible conflict it is. You get into the medical profession trying to help people, Doug. And we're going to talk about this just a second for in a few more minutes about some nurses and medical doctors as far as immunizations. And all of a sudden you find out that the very profession that you got in to help people with is actually killing people by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, and by the millions each year with the drugs that they're being given, not to mention all the children that are permanently being debilitated by all of the incredible amount of vaccines they're being given. So we're going to talk about that in a few more minutes. If you guys have any friends or loved ones that you're concerned about as far as the vaccines their children are going to be giving to the kids, have them, or just do this. You can go support the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. Just buy a copy of it. I do this every once in a while. I'll buy something for somebody. No, I've done it for you before, Doug. There'll be a book I want you to read. I just buy it on Amazon, have it shipped directly to you. And the same thing with a $10 video. Just send it to the family who's pregnant that you know. Send it to your son-in-law. Send it to your daughter-in-law. And ask them if they'll please watch it. You're sending them a free movie. And if they'll sit down with their kids or with their in-laws or whoever and watch this movie and ask a few questions about vaccines. And if they'll do it, go ahead and order it for them. If they say no, not probably order it anyhow, just to hope that they would order it for $10, because you certainly don't want a child or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew that has autism.
But what do you say, you know, Ted, what do you say to a doctor? And this is the big thing.
Yeah, I've got arguments with my doctor. I've got arguments with other doctors, whether it's from email or phone calls. And it seems that some really do believe in the value of vaccines. And my own primary care physician, he didn't really press me on it. We talked a little bit about it, and I stated my opinion, and he kind of left it alone. But I could just tell from his body language that he had some opposition. But
see, the average person out there, Joe and I, we're average people. You can present the doctor with facts, and the doctor is the doctor. He's God, small g, of course, but he's God.
I think he is, but he's not.
How does the average person, how would you recommend the average person?
The biggest problem that a, quote, medical doctor is, the biggest thing they're able to do to you is to intimidate you. And the reason they intimidate you is because you don't have any knowledge. The lady I was just speaking about, who has the son who has the brain damage, she says that she was completely, she allowed the doctors to overwhelm her in the beginning and say it wasn't the fault of the vaccines that did this. And then the more and more and more she learns, now she just gets right back in their face. See, they don't want to be confronted with facts they don't know. Now, that's very important. I'm going to repeat that. And here's what I always do. If you have somebody who texts our show or emails the show while I'm on, or even on my show, and they ask me a question that I don't have the answer to, my response is always this. I don't know the answer to that question, but what I'll do is I'll look it up and do some research for you, and I'll find out for you. Now, a lot of people don't want to do that because they're, quote unquote, like you said, they got the white coat on, they got their priestly robes on, they got their stethoscope, which is like their cross hanging around their neck, and they're telling you what to do, and they're holding the power of life and death over you, which indeed they do in many cases, especially in trauma cases. In fact, when somebody's involved in an accident and someone's bleeding out, so most certainly these guys who are treating you hold the power of life and death over you. There's an interesting movie you can get probably on Netflix, so you can probably maybe buy it online too. It's called The House of God. It was done back in the 80s or the 90s, and it really looks at the shady underbelly of the American Medical Association and the hospitals and how they treat their patients. It's called The House of God. And what's interesting about this movie, it will change forever your opinion of being hospitalized and what people do in hospitals. I have a friend of mine who's a medical doctor who had hospital clearance for years and years and years. And every time that a person would start, he told me this point blank on the air one time. He said every time that he had a friend of his who found out that one of the patients that he was working with, insurance was running out, who was in a terminal type condition, he would withhold care so the person would die because he was no longer going to get paid and the insurance had run out. And he would actually walk over to the radiator in the hospital and put a little mark on it and keep track of how many people he let die. They think, they don't really do that. Some of these guys are real sickos. A lot of these guys will do cancer surgery on you when you don't have cancer. A lot of them will do heart bypass surgery on you when you don't have a problem with clogged arteries. They don't care. Because remember, a lot of them have been married three or four times. A lot of them have no personalities. They have three or four ex-wives, three or four ex-wives, car payments, house payments, etc. And they can't pay their bills because they have all these kids in school or in college or whatever, plus all the ex-wives and all the child support and sometimes alimony. So they're having to generate huge amounts of money to maintain that lifestyle. And so if they don't cut on you in some cases, now this is not all of them. This is probably 20% of them. But that I believe that number is that high. They will do unnecessary treatment on you in order to generate revenue for what they're doing. That's why so many of them get arrested for doing this, for the unnecessary surgeries. And we did a few months ago, we talked on your show about this one guy who was intentionally, they ended up putting him in prison because he was literally intentionally killing people in the operating suite. Because he had this crazy concept that he thought he was some type of little god with a little g, I guess. I don't know. So the problem with all of this is you have to have knowledge. Read the book, Confessions of a Medical Heretic by Dr. Mendelsohn. You can buy it for like a penny online. It's been in print for like 30 years. Also read the same author, Robert Mendelsohn. He wrote a book. He was a pediatrician. And he wrote a book called How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Pediatrician. And if you start reading those types of books, and go to Health Masters, I've got a whole bunch of articles that I have printed on our website, one of which is Dr. Mendelsohn's article he called Vaccine Roulette. about you never know what the vaccine is going to do. It's going to cause permanent brain damage. And then read these articles and get an understanding of what's happening with these children and have numbers and statistics. So when you go to your doctor, you say, Doc, here's an article, here's an article, here's an article. I really don't want to do those vaccines. Now, he's one of two things is going to happen. He goes, well, I'll read the articles, let me see what I think. Or you just say, absolutely not, you're going to do the vaccines. Okay? Now, if it's the absolutely not, you're going to do the vaccines, my response is simply this. Find another doctor in your area who's more open-minded about your beliefs and your views and the dangers associated with vaccinations. That's what we did. Our children have no pediatrician. They go to a general practitioner if we need them. And then one of Tampa a few years ago, Alexis broke her arm because Harrison ran over her with a bicycle. And she basically cracked her on her radius, and he put her on a splint force and X-rayed a force. Another time we had Savannah was jumping on a trampoline and twisted her ankle, and we went over there and they got some X-rays and looked at that, and they put a splint on her. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with a general practitioner, including having healthy children, and they're not always insistent on giving you the doctor shot, the shots for the people, like the pediatrician does. Because remember, they're taught to tell the people to give the shots the first year of life. If the woman is breastfeeding that baby the first year of life, the shots don't do any good anyhow because the bodies can't produce the antibodies against the shots, and the mother's breast milk is what gives them all the antibodies they need to stay healthy. That's what we've seen with Austin's baby. They'll be a year old next Sunday or next Saturday. He's having a birthday party. That's why you're invited down for that. And what's interesting about this is that he's super healthy, super attentive, super alert, and I can't tell you how many parents had the same kind of healthy child. And they go in for the boosters, they get their bodies get filled up with this nagalase, their body gets filled up with the mercury and the aluminum, and all of a sudden it's just snap, the lights go out. And in most cases, the lights don't come back on. And so you see it over and over and over again. In fact, let me read you this article here. Pediatrician of 30 years believes children perceive too many vaccines and sees many vaccine-injured children. Pediatrician. She goes, her name's Dr. France. She's in Orlando. She goes, in the interview with the Vax film crew, she said that her story was very similar to everyone else, that she was a hardcore believer in vaccines, that she started seeing that people started getting sick and started developing autism. In the late 80s, when the vaccines increased, they wanted her to give more vaccines in one visit, like four or five. She said she wouldn't do that. She'd only give two at a time. But even that schedule, Dr. France stated that she began to see truly vaccine-injured children. She began to see a lot of autistic children, and the parents all said the same thing. They said, quote, my child was fine until they got this shot, and then within a week, we lost them. Not dead, they quit having eye contact, and they lost language. She goes on to say, I can tell you today, having been in clinical practice for 30 years, that the children I see today are sicker than they were when I was a resident. She goes, according to Dr. France, by the time a child is 5 years old today, they will have received 117 vaccines, including the boosters, Doug and Joe.
Really?
117 by the time they're 5 years old. That's insanity. I mean, who in the world thinks that's okay? But remember, the guy that Trump just is trying to put into the Food and Drug Administration, Gottlieb, is a huge vaccine proponent. Now he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's telling Kennedy to go over here and figure out what's going on with vaccines, and now he's got Gottlieb over here who's a vaccine opponent. Are you a proponent? I mean, none of this is making any sense to me. I'm seeing the deep state firmly entrenched as I see the chemtrails still being sprayed all over us. By the way, pharmaceutical crimes continue unpunished as cholesterol drug lawsuits are starting to stall. Cholesterol reduction drug push has been tagged as the biggest medical fraud scam of all time by medical practitioners who know better and are not afraid of being sued or harassed by drug makers. Guys, this is some crazy stuff with these statin drugs. We've done multiple shows on it. There's all kinds of natural ways to get your cholesterol down. We have a product called Cholesterol X. It helps to bring the cholesterol down almost immediately. It's amazing what you can do with natural supplements and dietary change. And one of the key things you need to do is make sure you get all the fructose out of your diet and all the soy products out of your diet and all the hydrogenated oils out of your diet. And you need to start drinking more water, half your body weight in fluid ounces every day in distilled or reverse osmosis water, water that does not contain fluorine or chlorine and does not have the halogens in it. Because remember, your thyroid gland thinks that these halogens, the fluorine and the chlorine, are thyroid or iodine, and it absorbs it into the thyroid gland. Very, very dangerous to expose yourself to all of these halogens and all of these fluorines and chlorines and bromines, which are in the bread products. Because guys, there's a lot of stuff out there that's really, really toxic for you. And when you put this stuff in your body on an ongoing basis, it's going to cause all kinds of health problems. In fact, I want to talk about belly fat, how to burn bad belly fat, reduce your risk of heart disease. I want to talk about the 5 reasons you're not losing weight and the 6 ways to burn and melt body fat in just a few minutes, and why Tom Brady is so healthy and he's so old and he's walking around with 5 Super Bowl rings and what he does in order to maintain his health. So we got all of that still coming on the show tonight, Doug. I know
I
about
love it.
Break.
No, you know what? We're going to blow through, Ted, in deference to you, we're going to blow through the break. Just you go ahead and continue right to the end.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's talk about evidence-based ways to burn belly fat and extend your life. This is very, very important. One thing that people don't realize is so good for you is coconut oil. I take coconut oil. I try to remember to take it every single day. I put it right in my protein shake in the morning when I get up, because it's so important that you start your body off with a really good solid source of protein in the morning. Excuse me for a second. It's really important to your body a high-quality protein source. I use the Fit Food and a bunch of other stuff I put in my protein shake every single morning and have a really high quality breakfast every single day. Now, if you don't want to do the Fit Food, get some organic eggs. Eggs are great for you. Eggs will help your brain boot back up again too, because the statin drugs really lower the cholesterol down too much. Once you go under 200 with your cholesterol, all disease rates go up, especially cancer. It goes through the roof. Plus senile dementia goes through the roof. Statin drugs kind of make your brain go stupid, to be honest with you, because your brain's primarily fat. It needs cholesterol. It reduces the process of producing cholesterol by the body to a point that the brain can't function properly. And the testosterone drops through the floor with statin drugs. And so you lose your libido or your sex drive, or whatever you want to call it. I hate to talk about it, but we use the word sex, but the libido gets definitely affected by statin drugs. Plus, it also causes skeletal muscle necrosis, which can make your kidneys die because you have your muscle tissue starts to rot and it gets into the kidneys and then causing kidney damage. It can also cause heart disease because it causes hardening of the arteries. In addition to that, it causes liver damage. I mean, this is what they're giving you to reduce your cholesterol when you can do that through dietary change. Personally, cholesterol was used to, and this is the way it used to be, if your cholesterol was 250 or below, it was considered normal, which is pretty right. If my cholesterol stays between 200 and 250, I'm happy for it. I don't want it going any lower than that. So it's very important to keep your cholesterol at a good level to maintain proper hormone production. So coconut oil will help with that. Also, green tea is very, very good as far as helping burn body fat. And purple sticks are what we do for that. The green tea is great, but I don't like the way it tastes. Every single morning, I get up. What I do in the morning, I get up, Doug, and I get the purple sticks out. I get a big 22-ounce glass of water, about like this one here. And I fill it up with distilled water, then I put the purple sticks in it, and I put about 2 shakes of our salt in it. I know that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? But you really need sodium and chloride. You really need high-quality salt that doesn't have a bunch of fluorine and chlorine added to it first thing in the morning. And the reason the fluorine is being added to it, the chlorine, all these crazy things, because of the processing of the salt. In addition to that, it may have aluminum in it because of the chemtrails. It has to be a deep mine salt. We have it on our website. And also, I put in a little bit of powdered vitamin C, and I stir it up. And I drink it. And that salt helps to re-energize the tissue throughout the entire intestinal tract. It helps to promote peristalsis. It helps your bowels to move better. In addition to that, it helps to get your body cleaned out very well in the morning. And I do it every single day when I get up in the morning. And that's why I use the purple sticks primarily the first thing in the morning. D3 is the next one. It's so important because the skin helps to produce the vitamin D. And you don't get enough of that because of what's happening with the chemtrails and with all the blockers that people are using. But it's been shown now that vitamin D3 actually helps to reduce the amount of belly fat that your body has. In addition to that, avoid fructose, which we mentioned a few minutes ago, bisphenol A, which is drinking out of plastics, and MSG because of what they do. You need to also exercise on a regular basis. And you also need to take a compound called conjugated linoleic acid. It's a true fat burner. We have it on our website. But it's more than that. If you want to, I've lost like 20 pounds, Doug. I'm down like 190 now. And I want to lose about 5 more pounds, and I'm 60.
And how'd you do that again?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what I did and how it came off very slowly. And that's why I got tired of bending over and breathing heavy because I'm tired of tying my shoes. I got tired of that. And of course, because I've got in really good shape again. And so that's why I was up on the roof today. I mean, I got to tell the story now that Sharon blew the whistle on me. I've got a chimney that wasn't built properly on the back porch. You know, it's pretty tall. It's like 28 feet tall, but the back of it over the house is like 14, 16 feet to the top of the chimney. And so it was leaking at the top and it was causing all kinds of weeping around the block because it was never sealed properly. So I needed to find out. This has been up there for like 13, 14 years. And so what I did, as I got up with my maintenance supervisor and we got up on top of a ladder and we got on top of the chimney and we were looking at it, I came back down And then I tried to step on a 7-12 pitch roof to look at some of the stuff around the cracks in the chimney, and I slipped. And I fell backwards into the valley on the roof, and luckily he broke my fall when I was going down, and I basically, I think I bruised my left foot. But, you know, I've learned one thing at the age of 61. When you fall, you don't bounce, you go splat. So I hit pretty hard. So tomorrow morning, I'm sure I'll be feeling that. But the thing about it is, I'm up on the ladder running around doing all this stuff because I'm just so, I'm in such good shape and I feel so good. My brain works so well. I'd called all these people up to come do this for me. Nobody would respond because, you know, we've got a big building boom going on again here in Florida. And so there's nobody who wants to work in the area anymore. They're always either working out of town or they're tied up for the next 3 months. So finally, after waiting for months to get this thing fixed, I decided to do it myself. And we did. We completed it, but I didn't help after I twisted my foot. But it's not my ankle, though. That's good. It's that bone in my – it's actually a tarsal on the left side. And so it's going to be – it'll be fine, though, in a few days. It will be. But yeah, so let's talk about how I lost the 20 pounds. Number one, 6 small meals a day. But now you have to eat low glycemic foods. What does that mean? Well, you got to stay off of fructose, and you got to stay off of bread. You got to stay off of white pasta. That's really, really important. And you got to stay off of fruit juice. Now, if you want to eat an orange or 2 oranges a day, that's fine. It's really good fiber, and the fructose is bound up in all that fiber. It's no big deal, and it really helps your bowels to move better. I try to eat at least a couple of pieces of fruit every single day if they're either apples or oranges every single day. It's really healthy to do that. But also remember, you need to be staying with low glycemic foods, which don't turn to sugar very quickly. So you don't want to eat potatoes. A white potato will turn to sugar more quickly in your bloodstream than sugar will. And what happens is once you bump that sugar levels up, it goes up very quickly, your body dumps in insulin. That insulin wants to take that extra sugar and store it as fat. And it's a very strange metabolism because the fat will never turn back into sugar again. It only goes to fat, and then you've got to burn that fat off as fuel for the body. So the way you do that is you want to pick up your metabolism, so you eat 6 small meals a day. Now, here's how you gauge the amount of calories per meal. I want to weigh around 180 pounds, so I got about 10 more pounds to lose. So what I do is I take my ideal body weight and times it by 10, so that'd be 1,800 calories a day. Now, I divide that by 6, so I eat 300-calorie meals 6 times a day. So that means every 2 or 3 hours, I'm eating 300 calories. But now, here's the little thing that I did this time that made it so easy. I started including sauerkraut in my diet 3 or 4 times a day with those meals because a big portion of sauerkraut has hardly any calories in it, Doug. And then you can also use like a sweet potato, which has a very low glycemic index also for the carbohydrates your body needs. And I sliced them and put a big, like a, we had these big old yams, and I'll slice it about 1 inch wide and use that with the sauerkraut. And what happens, it ends up being like 300 calories a day with some grilled or broiled or baked chicken. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Now the way Sharon, now this recipe is going to be in her new book. The way she makes the sauerkraut, you rinse off all the vinegar to start with. You put it in a pan and you cook it in chicken broth, organic chicken broth. You use some bay leaves, mix up, cut up a couple onions and put in there with it. And then we have a special type of seasoning we put in there with it with no MSG. And the sauerkraut is unbelievably good. And people love it. They come over and think, wow, that sauerkraut's the best sauerkraut I've ever eaten. Well, we eat that on a regular basis because it's a fermented cabbage and it really helps your bowels. It helps get rid of leaky gut. It helps get rid of allergies because all this stuff's organic we're eating. And it really helps to cleanse the body. Now that's the 6 meals a day we do with that. And of course I have the protein shake first thing in the morning. Now, secondly, I use conjugated linoleic acid on a regular basis. We have that's called the True Fat Burner Health Masters. And then I use the HGH Stimulate. This one is the one that really massively increases the strength when you're in the gym. It really does a great job. And that's the one I've been working with. That's one of the reasons that in the Muscle Blast that Sharon's in such good shape. I mean, I think she showed you her bicep. I mean, she basically has no body fat on her arms. And she doesn't jiggle, and she's 60 years old. And I'm 61, and I really don't have any body fat on my arms either. I don't jiggle because
yeah, me neither.
Because we work out. We work out. We take care of ourselves because we want to be. I mean, here's the thing, Doug. If I came up to you at a seminar and you never met me, and I waddled in at around 600 pounds, you'd be like, "Oh, wow, Ted, I really didn't expect you to be that big." Okay, and so that's the whole thing is, you know, like Sharon said in her portion she did, you know, doing what we do, you've got to stay healthy all the time. People expect that of you, and they expect you to be in really good shape all the time, which is okay, especially now that we're doing Skype and stuff. That gave me a big incentive to go ahead and drop the weight back down. And then I use the HGH Stimulate twice a day, 1 scoop. I exercise about 25 to 30 minutes a day, which is a lot less than most people think that you need to do. Once you start going past 30 minutes on your exercise, you massively elevate cortisol, which is a stress hormone. Then you have to take more cortisol booster. And Cortisol Buster does a great job keeping that cortisol down, which helps to store body fat when you have your cortisol high. So that's the other product that we love so much that we use. It has the three adaptogenic herbs in it. It makes you just real calm and serene all the time, which you've already testified to. It does the same thing to me. Now, what's interesting about this is that the workouts are most of the time are one of the big stumbling blocks for a lot of people, Doug. They like to get on the cardio machine and sit there for 20, 30, 40 minutes. It's too long. 5 to 7 minutes of good hard cardiovascular exercise will give you the cardiovascular training effect 3 or 4 times a week that your heart needs. That's all you need. Now, if you want to do it before every workout to get your metabolism revved up, to get some blood going and start perspiring, that's absolutely great. Now, me and Sharon, we have this little thing going all the time. She likes where we work out. We have a little workout area in the house. She likes it really, really cold, and I like it really, really hot because I like to perspire when I work out. She does not. So she usually wins because she's always in there flipping the AC on. And I'm like, whatever, honey, whatever you want to do is fine with me. As long as you look like you look, I'm like, I'm going to complain about how cold it is in here. But it's very important. Now, the next thing is this that I mentioned a few minutes ago is this. You've got to be drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces in water every single day. So at 200 pounds, I need to drink at least 100 ounces of water
a day. Man, you're killing me with that. Okay.
It's just 10 ounce glasses. You always hear people say, drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day.
Yeah.
What if you weigh 80 pounds? You don't need that much water. You have to do it by body weight. And here's the thing. The fluorine and the chlorine will cause hypothyroidism. Your thyroid quits working because it's not getting the nutrients that it needs. We've got a great thyroid support product that people use all over the world to keep their thyroids really revved up and doing good. And we have potassium iodine that we sell. It's like $20 for the nascent iodine at the office. So that's one of the things that's a little pet peeve that I have. A lot of the alternative websites that sell nutrition products, they put their nascent iodine in at $40, $50, $60, $80, $100 for a bottle of this stuff. It doesn't cost really a whole lot more than the regular type of iodine. And that's why we give you a big bottle of this stuff. It's not a big bottle, it's a bottle about like this size. And we give you that. It's like $20. It does a great job and it lasts, you know, I think it's a couple of months. So it's a great product, especially with us bombing Syria right now. We've got to really think about that. I mean, what happens if we have a nuclear volley exchange, which I don't think is going to happen between me and you guys, but if it did happen, it'd be really nice to have that iodine handy. Secondly, we know we've already got a nuclear volley coming over here from Fukushima. My gosh, are you kidding me? What's happening with that crazy place over there? And nobody's talking about it. Again, that's part of that whole thing, the depopulation.
And just to be clear, that nascent iodine does it does form a radiation barrier in your body, right? I mean, it would be like, okay, the survival companies sell the KI pills, the potassium iodide pills.
Well, hey, what it does is this. The thyroid is one of the first organs that really start absorbing out radiation, okay, right, which causes the thyroid to basically go defunct and become, just die from it. It's one of the primary causes of radiation poisoning and sickness. And so what it does, it prevents that. And so it gives you a higher tolerance as far as contaminating your thyroid with radiation when the thyroid is already filled with potassium iodide. Plus, it does more than that. Potassium iodide massively reduces the risk of breast cancer in women. And you need about 12.5 milligrams a day. 12.5 milligrams, that's a lot. I mean, that's why our pills are 12.5 milligrams. That's the reason they're that much, because that's what the studies show you need every single day. It's also a critical component of the immune system, like I said, in preventing breast cancer. Plus, it really helps you avoid viruses and flus and the colds and all that, because it helps to zap stuff as it goes through the bloodstream. So it's really important to keep your thyroid levels up and your potassium iodine up. That's so important. But remember, a lot of salts don't even add iodine anymore. They don't even add it anymore. They used to add it to salt. A lot of them don't do that anymore. Plus, sea salt doesn't have any added iodine to it. And plus, the iodine they use is a very inferior, cheap product. And plus, you have the chemtrails with these salt drying ponds. I was in Salt Lake City a few years ago, and they had these, you know, the Great Salt Lake, and they had all these drying ponds all over the place with this water evaporating in the drying ponds, and the chemtrails were everywhere, which means you're also getting barium and aluminum and menstronium and all that in the salt. So we use a deep mine salt. It's a really good product. We have it on the website. It's cheap. It's like $1 or $8 for a big pound of it. It lasts you forever, and it tastes great. So it's just a Me Too item on the website. It's hardly any margin on it at all as far as profits. So we can't put stuff like that on sale, but it's like $8. It's so cheap.
Yeah,
and it'll last you for months.
A couple of bags. And it's really, tastes different. There's a different taste to it.
Yeah, it tastes good.
Yeah.
And we season everything. That's the same salt that I put in my water in the morning. Two shakes. That's what I do every morning. It does a great job as far as your body. Also, remember the potassium iodine helps prevent the hypoglycemia. It's very, very important. Now, there's just a couple other things I want to talk about as far as weight loss that I... And there's a bunch of others. Then we'll talk about Tom Brady. One of the reasons, this goes over several things that people do that they aren't losing weight with. And this is something that we talked about last month. And this is the product we used last month that's still sitting here. It's liver support. One of the biggest problems that you have with weight loss is your liver. You get a sluggish liver. It's liver toxicity. If you have a roll of fat around your middle, you may have what's referred to commonly as a fatty liver. What does this mean? It means your liver has stopped processing fat and has begun storing it. And when the liver is sluggish, every organ in your body is affected and your weight loss efforts will become blocked from almost every angle. This is an article by Burke. And what I like about this is that it's going into detail on why the fatty liver is absolutely overloaded with toxins and pollutants and metabolic waste. We did a whole show on that, so I'm not going to go back into liver function like I did last month, but you need to be taking the liver support. That's the other thing I added to my diet every single day. And what it also did, it helped get rid of the, I had some spots coming up on my hands. I got rid of all those, which I thought that was pretty cool, you know, the liver spots, because the liver is so important of an organ. Plus, this article goes on to say that the gallbladder has to make sure that it's made strong, and it says it's recommending that you use raw beets in your diet for your gallbladder. And we have the beet powder crystals that are all organic beets. The biggest problem with the beets, and this is so important that you guys understand this when you buy beets, is that they have to be certified GMO organic beets. No pesticides, because almost all of the beets out there are GMO beets, and they're loaded and sprayed with glyphosate before they're harvested. So they have to be natural beets. You say, well, it was like $50 or $60 for a big can of it. But yes, a lot of beets in there, and it's very difficult to get. It's getting more and more and more difficult to source it because of that, because it's so hard to find organic sources of beets. Because remember, almost all sugar that we get in our foods, when it says sugar on the label, that's beet sugar, and it's all GMO. On top of everything else, it's bad for you, and it's GMO, and it contains glyphosate. Crazy stuff. Also, you need to be wearing, you need to realize a lot of people have 10 or 15 extra pounds of fluid trapped in their body tissues, and estrogen dominance can cause a lot of that. In addition to that, we need to realize that you need to have enough serotonin in your body, and you need to realize that there are all kinds of food cravings that you'll have if you have a serotonin imbalance. And what I recommend for that is that you use 5-HTP, 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, because that really, really helps you to get rid of that. Plus, once you restore a lot of good bowel function, especially using the sauerkraut, it really helps to get rid of the extra fluid out of your body, because it really helps to keep the bowels moving on a regular basis. If you can't do the sauerkraut, if you just hate sauerkraut, if you try the recipe and you still don't like it, then you just have vegetables with your meals and a couple of oranges or a couple of apples every single day as part of your calorie intake to try to increase the fiber in your diet to what's called decrease the fecal transit time. Because guys, remember, the portal vein goes from the colon and it goes directly back into the liver. And if you're absorbing a lot of poisons and toxins through your colon because your colon's sluggish, it can be very difficult to lose weight. It really is. And I know that I was having some problems with skin allergies and itching, and when I started using the sauerkraut, all that completely cleared up within a few months. I mean, completely went away. And so I'm really, really, really happy with that, because it seems as though, Doug, that I always have to deal with this stuff myself, find a way to fix it, and I get to tell you guys how to take care of it.
And tell me again what you use in place of a sauerkraut. I'm not a fan.
Oh, well, you could use vegetables.
Or there was a supplement you mentioned. Vegetables.
You can use organic, or you can use regular cooked cabbage if you want to do that. I mean, cabbage is okay too. You can use cooked. Sharon has a rogue code. It's called as red cabbage. She has a red cabbage recipe going into the cookbook that does the same thing. Oh my gosh, is it good too? You get organic red cabbage and she cooks it down. I don't remember what the other ingredients are in that, but when we have people coming over who have eaten here before, invariably they request, if she's making that again, to please make them extra portions. A lot of them want to bring it home with them because it's so good. Here's the thing, and I'm just going to stop for a second and brag on Sharon. You know, she really practices what she preaches. It's obvious. She's 60 years old. Look how she looks. Number two, she's an incredible cook. And every time she sees something in a recipe that can be improved with a certain ingredient, she changes it and tries to go more and more natural. For Hunter's birthday party next week, we're having a completely organic, no gluten, no sugar cake that tastes unbelievable. No gluten, no sugar cake. That's unbelievable that she's made from scratch. She made some cupcakes with the same ingredients that she used to make this, and we ate the cupcakes, and I thought, you can't even tell it's not just a regular cake mix. It's that good. And so she's really blessed. So when she comes out with this new book with all these recipes in it, we're working on it diligently right now, trying to get it all typeset, then we'll make it available, you know, for the first time to you guys and to our talk show, because I want you guys to have a first shot at it, because it's going to be a really, really, really good cookbook. So I'm really proud of her with what she does and how she does it, because I've been married to her for 33 years, and I'm so blessed. I mean, she's actually went to Niceville High School. I kid you not. There's a place in the panhandle of Florida called Niceville. She graduated from there. And I remember when I was dating her, we were engaged, I told her, I said, Sharon, are you really this nice? Are you really this sweet? You have this sweet of a spirit. She's a true born-again Christian. She loves God and loves Jesus, loves worship and praise music. She goes, no, this is my real personality. I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. And she's still the same person she was. Now, she did have that 1 year when she went through menopause that her personality massively changed. And she wrote about that in our Breakthrough Health book. And ladies, that was 1 year that was rough from a marriage standpoint, but we found natural protocol for her to follow to help her get through menopause. And it also works very, very well for monthly periods with women. And it's in the Breakthrough Health book. And what I'll do, Doug, with every order that we have coming in tonight, as long as supply lasts from the festival stuff we're doing, it won't be on your invoice. I'm just going to tell you about it right now. If you use the Doug10 coupon, you get some of these products. If it's over $100, we're going to give you free freight anyhow. And I'll throw in one of my Breakthrough Health books that had the entire chapter in there on what to do to maintain healthy hormones, what to do with PMS, and what to do with menopausal problems. I've met so many of my friends, Doug, who were married to their wives for 20, 25, 30 years, and the wife went into menopause. Their personality started to change. They started to create a lot of conflict, and they ended up getting divorced. And I've seen it over and over again. In fact, I've got a dear friend of mine right now, she's one of my relatives, and she's going into menopause, and she's having all these marital problems, you know, and she's got two kids. And I told her the other night, I said, look, I said, the problems that you're having now, you know, are going to be with another person anyhow, maybe not the exact same problem, but nobody's perfect. In a marriage, you've got to learn how to work through the problems and find each other's best points and best attributes to focus on. That's what the Bible says. Look on the good things. If all you do is look at the negative aspects of your spouse, well, they're too fat, or they're too thin, or they're too mean, or they're too this, or they're too that. How about this? How about if they work all the time? They work 40 hours a week. They're a good provider. They're an incredibly good dad. Why don't we focus on those things? Let's find something that we can focus on that are positive. How about your wife is a great cook, or keeps the house really, really clean, or she's in really great shape? Let's focus on those things instead of trying to find the things that we don't like about each other and focusing on those things. Because, guys, I learned a long time ago, it's a lot easier to work with somebody as far as trying to help them to be a better person rather than trying to make them be what you want them to be. That doesn't work that way. You can't change people. Only the Holy Spirit can do that, and that's with a lot of prayer. And I've learned that a long, long time ago, Doug. It really, really is important to pray on a regular basis. And my wife and I pray every day together in the morning. In fact, it was one study that was done a few years ago, and it said that the Christian divorce rate is about the same as the world's divorce rate. It's about 50 to 60% of the population who's Christian, or claim to be Christian, get divorced. With one exception, when the couples who pray together every single day out loud together as a family, the divorce rate's like less than 5%. It's incredibly low. So when you expose yourself to the Almighty, to Yahweh, to Yeshua, and you pray to God Almighty, and you talk to Him in the morning, and you pray in the name of Jesus, and you all have a family meeting in the morning and discuss what's going on, it makes a huge difference as far as how your day goes, number one, and how your marriage goes, number two. Because if there's an issue that somebody's doing something in your relationship that you don't really like or you don't care for, you can bring it up during the family meeting or the prayer time. Not while you're praying, but beforehand. So you can discuss it with the family and say, well, maybe you need to do this. Like the other day, my 17-year-old son's turning 18, and we had a little discussion with him. He's starting to get an attitude on him. Now, the kid's brilliant. I mean, he's in his third year, finishing his third year of college, has a 4.0 GPA, magnum cum laude. He's going to graduate with his bachelor's degree when he's 19 years of age, start law school probably when he's 20, 21. And what's interesting about him is that he's really smart. He's really, really nice. But he went through an attitude phase a few weeks ago, and I finally told him, I said, look, I said, here's the thing. You're almost done with your third year of college. Are you expecting me to pay for law school? He goes, well, yes, sir, I am. I said, well, with this kind of attitude, that's not going to happen. I said, this is not going to happen. I said, you've got to be a good father, like Sharon talked about. We all need to work together as a team. Because if you don't want to do it that way, then there's no reason for me, after you turn 18, which will be in a few weeks with him, to continue to support you. There's no reason. You can just go out and buy a car, pay the insurance every single month, and try to survive and go to school and get student loans like so many other kids do whose parents aren't able to send them to college, and I understand that. And so we always try to make sure that everybody maintains a really good attitude in our house, including me. And sometimes they'll say, because every once in a while I drink a cup of coffee, but I haven't done that since last fall when I was in Montana. And they'll say to me, they'll say, Dad, don't drink coffee, because when you get coffee, your cortisol goes up and you get kind of irritable. And I'm like, you're right, it does. I can feel that in myself when that happens, and I don't want to be that guy. So you're right, I'll stay off the coffee. I'll work with the purple sticks instead. So it's that kind of little stuff, Doug, that helps to maintain harmony in the house. And I know I'm giving you guys a lot of really basic information tonight, but a lot of people don't ever hear stuff like this, especially from the pastors anymore, that have become so compromised about just preaching happy, happy all the time, and they never want to talk about some of the real aspects of life and what people need to do to maintain good relationships. And finally, on the burning body fat thing, I've got to say one more thing. You've got to take, again, an omega-6 fast. I don't like very many omega-6s. This is conjugated linoleic acid, and it really helps to burn fat, and it really helps if you have a fatty liver to get that liver down. A lot of you have realized that you don't really have fat hanging over your belt, but you've got your belly pushing out, and almost invariably that's because you have internal fat, abdominal fat on the inside, visceral fat we call it, and also a fatty liver can cause that. And the conjugated linoleic acid plus this dietary protocol I just talked about will help reverse that. So if you find yourself out of breath or at breath or yawning all the time or having to yawn when you tie your shoes or being out of breath when you bend over, chances are you've got a lot of internal fat you need to get rid of. And it's very easy to do that on the protocol that I just outlined along with the process that we've just talked about, Doug. Any comments or anything else you want to talk about?
No, fantastic. And just a, well, you know what? And I'm sure most people, whoever, who have gone on the internet, do this. You get into one of these videos that, I don't know. There's no way to fast forward it. There's no way, but one thing, bananas. I said all that to say this. What's up with bananas? Are they bad for weight loss?
Bananas have a tendency to bloat you out pretty good. They're pretty high glycemic. I eat bananas, but I don't eat them on an ongoing basis. I'd rather have an orange, or I'd rather have an apple. Especially apples are pretty low glycemic. The oranges just really help as far as, keeping the bowels active and moving. And so the bananas are okay, but, if you start pouring bananas into a protein shake or eating 4 or 5 bananas a day, I mean, a lot of people like bananas because they're so convenient. I mean, I'd rather have a child eat a banana than a Twinkie, but I'd rather also have them eat an apple and an orange, too, to get the different minerals. The reason that foods are different colors are because of different minerals. The reason that grapes are dark is because of the iron and all the different nutrients they have. The reason that, bananas are a certain color is because of the nutrients that are in them. The reason that fruits are red is because of the nutrients. All the different elements and the minerals inside of a fruit cause the fruit to be different in color. And our body needs a lot of different minerals and a lot of different vitamins every single day. So when you eat a broad variety of colors in your diet on an ongoing basis, it massively increases the mineral and the trace mineral content of the foods that you're eating. That's why the organic is so important, because it doesn't have a bunch of pesticides and stuff sprayed on it also that your liver's got to deal with. Now, let's talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady eats clean. Tom Brady's got 5 Super Bowls, and Tom Brady eats organic. He's in bed every night at 9 o'clock. He stays super healthy. He doesn't eat GMO foods. And the media has boo-hawed that, so that has nothing to do with his longevity. Guys, it has everything to do with his longevity. I'm 61, Sharon's 60. We eat clean. Now, I'm not saying that we eat perfect, but we eat really, really clean. We very rarely ever eat out. It's so expensive. We have a very difficult time where we live finding organic restaurants. And we have Sharon. She basically stays. I love my wife. She cooks like all the time. And she's always in the kitchen cooking. She makes the most incredible meals. And we eat clean all the time. When you eat clean, you don't have to have your body try to eliminate poisons and toxins through the liver that we talked about last time we were on with you guys almost a month ago now. And so it's so important to keep your body cleansed and keep your body's colon working properly. I mean, you need to have your feces move through you about every 24 hours. You don't need to have it sitting in you 3 or 4 days at a time. That's so important, and that's called fecal transit time. And what you can do is eat some corn, organic corn, non-GMO corn, and see how long it takes to show up at the other end. That tells you what your fecal transit time is. If it takes 12 to 24 hours to come out the other end, you're doing good. If it takes 2 to 3 weeks to come out, you're doing real bad. Okay, it's really bad. And you got to make sure that colon stays clean. And you can do that with magnesium products. We've got a great magnesium product in the water and the fruit and the fiber. We also have a product called A3Allo that works very well for that too. And it's not addictive, so you don't need larger and larger amounts of it. But I'd rather have you do it with fruits and vegetables first if you possibly can, and with a sauerkraut, Doug.
There's that sauerkraut again, doggone it.
If you tasted Sharon's sauerkraut, Doug, you would love it. I guarantee it.
I love sauerkraut, Ted, and that sounds delicious. Might have to get the recipe or part of the recipe.
I'm sure I'd send it to you.
Yeah, and I was just telling him off air that actually last time I went to the grocery store, I bought two nice-sized jars of sauerkraut that I got sitting in my cupboard. So,
yeah, we always get the organic stuff. But again, the coupon code for tonight, guys, is Doug10. It's 10% off, like almost all these products we were talking about tonight. Doug10, the cortisol busters on sale for 10% off. The HGH stimulators on sale for 10% off. All of the magnesium products are on sale for 10% off. The Muscle Blast is on sale for 10% off. All of these products, you can use that coupon code to automatically take off another 10%. So it's a huge bonus for your listeners, and we didn't even do that on our show today. So I'm really pleased that we get to do that on your show tonight, Doug, because your listeners are real special. I mean, God, by the way, guys, thank you. If you're not going to get anything from us but buy multiple vitamins from us every month, thank you. If all you need to do is pray for me, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I want to be appreciative. I want to thank you for listening to us tonight. I want to thank you for getting your vitamins from us, your B vitamins from us, your all these different products from us, and supporting us, because that helps us to sponsor the Hagman Show, and it makes us part of the team that's working together. Because the good thing I like about all this is that, you know, Doug and Joe and I don't agree on everything, but we agree on most everything. But it's okay, though, because we're not supposed to agree on everything. That's why I like diversity of news. We're not going to start censoring people on my show or on Doug's show, because, guys, here's the thing. We're all in this together. Like the Bible says, you got an arm, you got a foot, you got a leg. All of us as the body of Christ work together for the good of the whole of the body. And we need to all realize that let's work together for this. Let's pray for Donald Trump. Let's pray that he has his eyes awakened and opened, and he realizes who and what he has in his administration with him, and he's convicted by the Holy Spirit to change this and to realize that we don't need another FDA insider, another drug insider running the Food and Drug Administration, and we need to find out what in the world's going on with these vaccines, and we need to do everything we possibly can from a health standpoint to keep ourselves healthy. Because, guys, I personally believe we're in the end times. I personally believe that time is short, and that sooner or later we're all going to figure out, hey, the book of Revelation has already been opened, and we're all starting to see all these signs opening around us. Doug, what do you think?
I totally agree with that, Ted. And I think that the events of this week, I mean, folks, just look at the news headlines. Remember 5 years ago, even one or two news stories would carry the day. Now we can't get, Ted, we're seeing one or two news stories age off in the same number of hours. The frequency. You know?
The reason they're doing that, Doug, is they're having to maintain the veil around everybody's eyes. The mind of the unbeliever there's a veil around it. And it's just a sorcery veil. It's basically put there by these Luciferians. They don't want people to see and know the truth to be set free. The way they do this is through the TV, through Hollywood, through music, through the cell phones, through the Gwen Towers. All of this stuff is maintaining the veil, the narrative. They want everybody to believe the narrative, and if the narrative is not being as effective as it needs to, they've got to increase the frequency and the severity of the narrative. I said on Tuesday, if the drone strikes, we have one of the most deadly months we've ever had in March of this year with drone strikes, killing almost over 1,000 people, many civilians all over the world. And I said, if this doesn't get everybody's attention, it's not going to be a big enough narrative. They're going to release chemical weapons and gas. And Doug, 2 days later, they did it. Crazy story, but it actually happened. I actually called it out before it did.
Ted,
thanks for joining us tonight. We're running out of time. God bless. Have a great evening.
God bless you guys. I appreciate you both.
Until next week, stay safe, and everybody have a safe weekend. We'll see you back here Monday.